U.S. unemployment is at its lowest level in 6 months. But at 9%, it's still too high for the 13.9 million Americans out of work. Judy has been unemployed for more than a year. She says it's getting harder to stay positive.
There's just so many people out here looking, and that's what's taking so long, you know. I'm being patient, but some of these job interviews, I'm saying, give me the job, you know. But there's just so many applicants.
Like many others, Judy visits this unemployment office in Virginia looking for job leads. Recently laid off, Kevin Norris understands her frustration. He holds a master's degree and has been working since he was 13.
The idea of not working for a living and, you know, letting somebody else help me out and, you know, letting somebody else pay my bills just drives me crazy.
Despite forecasts for modest growth, analysts say companies are reluctant to hire until the economy gains traction. But Virginia Employment Commission manager Dottie Brown urges anyone looking for work not to give up. She says unemployed workers should take advantage of the center's job readiness programs.
So we have the resume writing. We do interviewing skills. We do mock interviews. We build morale back up. You're still the same wonderful person. You're just without a job. So when they come here, that's what we do. We get them ready for their next position. So job readiness is a key.
Others say the fault lies with partisan politics in Washington. Gene Sperling is the director of the National Economic Council at the White House. He decries inaction on Capitol Hill over the president's jobs bill.
It is long past time for all of us to realize that long-term unemployment is our true national economic crisis, and that choosing to play politics as usual or sit on our hands in the face of this crisis is both irresponsible and inexcusable.
President Barack Obama has proposed a $447 billion jobs package to be paid for by higher taxes on wealthy Americans. Republicans have rejected the proposals, saying higher taxes will only reduce hiring. The recession that began in December 2007 wiped out nearly 8 million jobs. Since then, the U.S. economy has added only about 2 million jobs. Millar Sega, VOA News.